الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 121 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's successor made this dua. O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 21-page booklet 121 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, grant them the ability to rectify themselves and invite others towards goodness. Also protect them from evil. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat on me 200 times on Friday, his 200 years of sin shall be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. One means people can use to find guidance is to adopt the company of Allah's pious servants and act upon their statements. The words of saints are commonly summaries of both Qur'an and Hadith. It has also been observed that the words of ordinary people do not have the same effect upon one's heart as the glance or single statement of a saint. This may be because these men of Allah are constantly engaged in pleasing Him, worshipping Him and seeking His proximity. As a result, Allah bestows special rewards and favors upon them, leading people to love them and give importance to their words. Alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is from amongst the righteous servants of Allah. Whoever listens to his wise words and adopts his blessed company never returns empty-handed. Instead, they attain numerous pearls of both knowledge and wisdom, and consider themselves fortunate thereafter. The listener is wholeheartedly exhorted to listen the entirety of this booklet entitled 121 Statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. They can draw immense benefit from the saintly words of wisdom found within. Number one. The doctrine, i.e. maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, is completely in accordance with Islamic law and full of respect. We should firmly adhere to this. Number two, Islamic law is our standard. Whatever it declares lawful is permissible and whatever it declares unlawful is impermissible. Number three, one should say Eid Mubarak after greeting with salam, whilst the other should reply to salam prior to saying Khair Mubarak. Number four, Eid Mubarak is a dua whose meaning is may your Eid be blessed. Number five, embrace each other with dignity. Squeezing or lifting someone whilst hugging can be inappropriate and hurtful. Number six, it is essential to have awareness of what to say where. Number seven, being cautious in religious matters, i.e. about what is permissible or impermissible, entails being eager to earn reward and contemplating before speaking. Number eight, when a laborer becomes entitled to wages, his payment should not be withheld without any valid reason. It should be given immediately without delay. The laborer should not be mistreated in this regard. Number nine, during my near 2 month stay in the company of my master, Qutb-e Madina rahmatullahi alayh, I never witnessed him laughing aloud. Number 10, Quranic verses should not be written on the front pages of books and monthly magazines, because if a person intentionally touches it without wudu, they will be sinful. Number 11, along with other blessings one gains in the weekly gathering, one also attains depth of feeling. This refers to softness of the heart crying out of fear of Allah and love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 12. When someone is delivering a speech based on Quran and Sunnah, others should not perform any action that distracts their attention or that of others. Number 13. Generally, people do not prefer to lend their mobile phones to others as they may contain private matters. So do not ask a person for theirs. Number 14. If one is to live, they should live in an exemplary way. Number 15. Chishti, Qadiri, Sohrawardi and Naqshbandi are all rivers from one ocean. We should respect them all. Number 16. People of knowledge and those who adopted their company in its truest sense do not commit suicide. Number 17. It is better for Islamic sisters to sit on their knees, i.e. in tashahud posture, when eating. Number 18. Do not unnecessarily harm an ant. In fact, do not even separate it from its colony, as it lives with them. Number 19. Do not address me by saying, Ya Sayyidi, O my Master, as some may misunderstand and think that I have become a Sayyid, whereas I am Maimun. By doing this, they will be committing a sin, and I want to save them from this. Number 20. Purchase at least one Arabic book from Maktabatul Madina, i.e. Department of Arabic Books. If you do not have the ability to read it, gift it to a Sunni scholar. Number 21. Only recite Islamic poetry written by or verified by authentic scholars. Number 22. Along with wearing religious attire, one should also have a religious mindset. Number 23. Spirituality refers to one's heart being inclined towards acts of worship and finding peace. Number 24. My life is Dawat-e-Islami. Number 25. Even reading 100 books cannot equate to a moment of righteous company. Number 26. I love Urdu because Kanzul Iman, Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, Fatawa-e Ar-Razaviya, Bahar-e Shariat and other books are written in this language. Number 27. With good intentions, a book library should be made in the living room, etc. of every home and named Madani Library. Number 28. To all Islamic brothers and sisters, I humbly request you to establish a Madani Library in your homes, workplaces, business premises, offices, and wherever possible. Number 29. Protecting the eyes from haram in this era is difficult, but not impossible. Without necessity, do not leave the home and keep your eyesight lowered if you do. If you involuntarily look at a non-mahram woman, avert your eyes immediately. Avoid places where women are unveiled, such as markets. Number 30. Along with lighting our homes, we should also worry about lighting our graves. Number 31. Set up lighting displays on the occasion of Maulid as a must, but do not fall short in decorating yourself with the sunnah and virtuous character. Number 32. Islam comprises of sacrifices. To act upon Islam and propagate it, one must make sacrifices. Number 33. It is not permissible to harm even a fly without a reason permitted by Islamic law. Number 34. We should be gentle, gentle and only gentle towards Muslims. Number 35. The greatest gift for the deceased is to make dua for their forgiveness. Number 36. Speaking about the fear of Allah is only beneficial when done in a solemn and sorrowful manner. Number 37. So that you are reminded of death for sleeping, use a mat similar to a bear mat upon which a deceased person is usually placed. Number 38. Try to exclusively use new things on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, as this will increase one's love for Allah's Messenger, insha'Allah. Number 39. I do not permit Islamic sisters to leave their homes to see the decorations on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Number 40. The more devotion one has for Al-Ghawth Al-Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, the more spiritual blessings he will receive in this world and the hereafter. Number 41. Medina is the center of mercy and blessings, and the city most loved by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 42. Faith being wasted is the greatest calamity. Number 43. Sayyids are the crowns of our heads. Number 44. Reciting poetry extolling the Prophet is an act of worship. Number 45. The more someone humbles themselves before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the more successful they are. Number 46. Instead of organizing maulid processions in narrow lanes, arrange them in spacious places so those using vehicles or walking do not face any inconvenience. Number 47. Sacred writings are also found in newspapers, so do not clean your hands with them. Number 48. Abandon baseless suspicion against Muslims. Maintain good assumptions about them instead, as doing this is a rewardable act. Number 49. We are to be patient when tested and thankful when given bounties. Number 50. Setting up lighting in celebration of the Prophet's birth in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal and intending to showcase his honor and esteem by doing so is a rewardable action. Number 51. During celebrations for the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is essential to have good intentions and to adhere to Islamic law. Number 52. Celebrating the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by waving flags is an expression of joy. Number 53. The area between the blessed chamber of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the sacred pulpit is known as Rawdat al-Jannah, i.e. the Garden of Paradise. This is its true name, although people commonly refer to it as Riyaz al-Jannah. Number 54. Madani Channel is a talking book. Watch it yourself and invite others to do so, as this shall earn you reward. Number 55. Stay practically connected to the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami and you will acquire goodness in both worlds, insha'Allah. Number 56. Salah is more important than anything. Number 57. Upon the request of Haji Mushtaq rahmatullahi alayh, I first raised the slogan Marhaba ya Mustafa on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Alhamdulillah, now it has become widely popular. Number 58. Celebrating the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam increases our love for him. Number 59. When in the prophetic court, one should seek the goodness of both worlds and forgiveness from Allah. Number 60. If only we were to attain love for Allah instead of wealth. Number 61. I like to refer to the price of a religious book as Hadiyah, i.e. gift. Number 62. Attend Maulid procession out of respect, not for recreation. Number 63.
Encourage children by rewarding them for doing good deeds. Number 64. One should have a positive assumption about Allah. Say, He is generous and He will show His mercy. He will not humiliate me and He will definitely forgive me. Number 65. Remove all lighting features after Rabi'ul Awwal has passed. Number 66. Put up flags on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal and take them down on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir. Number 67. Take down Madani flags, large banners and signs, then preserve them for use in the following year. Number 68. Everyone should avoid asking for things from others. If this habit becomes deep-rooted, it will also bring worldly benefits. Number 69. To be steadfast in repentance, stay connected to an Islamic environment. Number 70. All three volumes of Bahari Shariat should be present in every household. Number 71. Neither discuss the faults of your in-laws in front of your parents, nor praise your parents to your in-laws. Number 72. Gyarvi Sharif has many virtues. One should arrange for it if they can. The household in which Gyarvi Sharif is observed every month will witness its blessings with their own eyes. Number 73. Among relatives, there are more possibilities of compatibility in marriage. Emphasis should always be on good character and personal qualities over physical appearance, however. Number 74. Spending in the path of Allah is burdensome on the carnal self, i.e. nafs. So as soon as intention is made, spend immediately, as the heart is subject to change. Number 75. Every gathering of celebration should have a religious aspect. When celebrating a birthday, recite Surah Al-Fatiha and convey the rewards. Avoid clapping and intermingling of men and women. Number 76. The local masjid holds significant influence. One should buy a house near a masjid in which Maulid al-Nabi and Gyarvi Sharif are celebrated. Number 77. Effort should be made to avoid being a recipient of anyone's favour, as respect increases with self-reliance. Number 78. One solution to satanic whispers is to not pay attention to them. Number 79. Accepting your mistake does not diminish dignity but increases it. Number 80. The good are those Allah and His Messenger judge to be good. Number 81. The ears of Ilyas Qadri are closed when it comes to hearing anything against Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhima. We follow them and they will lead us to paradise, inshaAllah. Number 82. Proximity to the saints is beneficial in every way. Number 83. Personal friendships are an obstacle to organizational work. Number 84. After weekly gatherings, do not just leave but meet Islamic brothers instead. Meeting them in a respectful manner will lead to them joining this Islamic environment. Number 85. Become sociable. If by nature you are not affable, then try your absolute best to be so. Number 86. If a daughter-in-law behaves well with the mother-in-law and father-in-law, she will please her husband. Number 87. Whatever dua you want to memorize should be written and placed somewhere in the home where you shall continuously see it. InshaAllah, it will be memorized quickly. Number 88. If the mother-in-law gives more importance to her daughter-in-law than her own daughter, the house will become an abode of peace. Number 89. The reason shrines and domes are built for saints is so people develop interest in the latter, draw nearer, and thus attain their blessings. Number 90. If we succeed in making one person a day begin offering salah, every Muslim will be punctual in their salah eventually. Number 91. My Shaykh, the Qutb of Medina, Mawlana Ziya-ud-Din Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi Alayh, sent me a letter in which he permitted me to accept murids. If even one righteous person enters your spiritual order, he wrote, this will be means of your forgiveness, insha'Allah. Number 92. Do not consider yourself an eminent personality. In reality, someone who passed away with faith, with Allah being pleased with him, and who is given entry into paradise, such a person is truly eminent. Number 93. Sometimes questions become a means of acquiring knowledge. Number 94. Providing comfort to a Muslim is an act of reward. Number 95. Throwing garbage in front of someone's house causes discomfort to the residents. Seek forgiveness from them and also repent in the court of Allah. Number 96. If you cannot provide comfort to someone, do not harm them either. Number 97. Whoever attains wealth in this world, it is incorrect to call them absolutely fortunate. Wealth is a test. Number 98. Tafsir Siratul Jinan is a profound treasure of knowledge. Number 99. Evil is the dunya which damages your hereafter. Number 100. Establish the practice of distributing religious books among yourselves. Number 101. Be humble and gentle. You will be liked by everyone. Number 102. If you have the skills to advise someone, then advising them privately is more beneficial. Number 103. Advising is also a skill. Number 104. The test of a person occurs when he is angry. When something contrary to our liking happens, patiently enduring it entails we are good. If we cannot manage this, we cannot be considered good. Number 105. Scholars and spiritual guides who go from door to door asking about the well-being of people, sharing in their sorrow and pain, displaying good manners and gentleness, they enter the hearts of people. Number 106. The work of Islam demands sacrifice. Number 107. Fear of Allah and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are our main assets. Number 108. Raising children according to Islamic principles and following Quranic commands are essential. Number 109. Giving good suggestions to Muslims or making permissible recommendations for them is also considered fulfilling their needs. It also results in reward if carried out with good intentions. Number 110. Truly, the pious one is he who is judged as pious in the court of Allah. Number 111. It is necessary that a righteous person does not consider themselves virtuous, as this is the way of the pious predecessors. Number 112. It is essential to acquire knowledge of hidden sins along with apparent sins. Number 113. If you are blessed with a son, make the intention that you will make him a hafiz of the Quran as well as a scholar of Islam by enrolling him at Jamiatul Madina, insha'Allah. Number 114, whenever I sit in a vehicle, I generally recite and make others recite the dua for sitting on a conveyance, repent and renew my faith, and recite Surah Al-Quraysh. Number 115, transport owners should emphasize to their drivers that when the time for Salah comes, they should stop their vehicles and pray. They should also instruct their passengers to do the same. Number 116. May Allah make it such that drivers advise their passengers to offer salah. Number 117. If one cannot sleep, recite Ya Karimu, Ya Karimu repeatedly. Number 118. Like a thaband, i.e. izar or trousers, one's jubba should also be above the ankles. Number 119. Sincerity is a condition for acceptance. Number 120. Always keep in mind that there should be no decrease in your account of good deeds and no increase in your account of sins. Number 121. Engaging in religious activities also leads to personal rectification. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.